Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? This is Mike Brown, one half of the team at the Dream Shakes, the Dream Take. I am flying solo this evening. Jeremy Brenner has the night off, so it is just me for tonight's postgame show. The Houston Rockets fall this evening to the Utah Jazz. So if you are watching tonight on Facebook, you can come comment along with me as we can talk about this evening's game as the shorthanded Rockets fall once again to the Utah Jazz by a score of 114 to 99. But let's be honest, this evening's game was a lot closer than that 15-point loss that the Rockets suffered in Utah coming on the heels of a back-to-back game. Pulling up the box score here, the Rockets did fall to the Jazz tonight, losing their 15th game in a row. A lot to get into tonight with the Houston Rockets, but hopefully you can come hang out with me as I'll stay on as long as you guys are commenting along and having some fun with me here on the post game show. So let's get right into it. Once again, the Rockets lose 114 to 99. Look, to be honest with you, initial thoughts, the Houston Rockets, fought their tails off tonight. This is what I was talking about, right? Like, the last couple shows, I will be the first one to admit that I was frustrated. You know, I was just frustrated with the lack of effort from this team, right? From the last couple games, they just looked not interested. It looked like they had absolutely no interest in playing the game of basketball. But you know what? I give the Rockets all the credit in the world. They played about as hard as you could ask tonight. And I want to know what you guys think. What did you guys think of the comeback effort, tonight here, you know, on the game? And let's get into the box score real quick as you guys are starting to funnel in. Thank you very much to everybody that is going to join me here on the post game. Kevin Porter Jr., this dude's going to be good. I mean, this dude is going to be really, really special. And you saw it, you know, here tonight. Last night was his first game with, you know, the main club, as we'll call it. He played 38 minutes tonight, 27 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists. He was 11 of 25 from the field. Now, he did shoot 1 of 9 from the 3-point line. Something to watch, 1 of 9 tonight, 1 of 5 last night. So he's 2 of 14 in this first two games with the Rockets. But that's something that'll get ironed out, I think. I'm not all that concerned about it, but Jeremy asked last night what's something that I saw in his game that could use, you know, some working on, if you will. And I think the three-point ability for him needs to improve, I would say. And once again, I want to hear from you guys as everybody starts funneling in tonight. We already have some great questions that I'm going to get to here in a couple minutes, because tonight it is all about the fans watching this show. So we appreciate everybody coming in. Sterling Brown, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Jayshon Tate, 7.6 rebounds. Struggled from the field. He was only 3 of 13 from the field. Justin Patton had a sneaky good game tonight, especially from the field. 13 points, 5 rebounds. Ben McLemore, 24 minutes, 8.7 assists. KJ Martin Jr. is 19 years old, and I absolutely cannot wait to watch what this kid's going to do. I was a big fan of his dad, Kenyon Martin, back in the day.
And he honestly had one of the nicest, slickest blocks I have ever seen in my entire life tonight on the biggest fake tough guy in the league and Rudy Gobert. Like at the end of the game, Rudy Gobert hits a, I think he made a layup or he hit a dunk or he did something and he starts tough talking Jayshon Tate. You know what, Rudy Gobert, the next time you do anything of significance in a game that actually means something, give me a call or you can start talking mess then. But he's a fake tough guy. I have nothing but disrespect for Rudy Gobert. I think he's a clown. Let's get to the guy that I am so impressed with, and that's David Nwaba. David Nwaba tonight, anybody who knows anything about David Nwaba and what he's going through right now, he's got a wrist injury, and he's fighting off, and we're getting to Luke Pelletier. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your last name. His question was, how do you feel about Nwaba's effort? He went to the coaching staff tonight, and he said, look, guys, I know how shorthanded we are. I want to play tonight. And he put himself in the game tonight. He had 10 points and 8 rebounds, 5 of 7 from the field, with basically one hand. What a performance from David Nwaba. That's called being a grown-ass man. And it puts in perspective what a guy like Victor Oladipo is doing, which I think it's the Rockets organization and Oladipo are looking at this situation and they're saying, you're not going to play back-to-backs. But he's sitting there on the bench, you know, thinking about where he's going to go in the offseason. And just as a perspective, you know, he put himself in the game tonight. David Nwaba did, and Victor Oladipo, you know, sits out and says, okay, well, it's a back-to-back. I'm not going to play. Let's address some questions or comments here. I'm not going to get into the stat line for the Utah Jazz because, quite frankly, I really don't care about that. Michael Hall says, cool, the team sucks. If you want to elaborate on that, I'm not sure what team you're talking about, if you're talking about the Rockets or the Jazz. Quite honestly, the Jazz are having one of their best years in recent memory. From what I saw tonight from the Utah Jazz, I will take the Los Angeles Clippers and the Los Angeles Lakers against the Jazz in a 7-game series. I think the Jazz played tonight where they overlooked the Rockets a little bit. You know, they looked across the way and said, well, they're only, you know, they only played 9 guys and Mason Jones really only played 10 minutes. And David Nwaba gave all he could for the 18 minutes that he was on the court tonight. Okay, and Michael Hall comes back and says, not good enough. I'm not sure what you're talking about. So if you could elaborate, that would be fantastic. But I'm not impressed with the Jazz at all. I think they're a nice team. Do I think that they're going to succeed in the playoffs? No, I don't. I think Rudy Gobert is soft. I think Donovan Mitchell's a really nice player. I think Bogdanovich is a nice player. I think Mike Conley is a top half of the league point guard. But am I thoroughly impressed with what the Jazz are and what they're going to do in the playoffs? No, absolutely not. Anthony Sampson says, showed some grit with those we have here, especially Kevin Porter Jr. I'm not even sweating that we're losing. We need a top 3 pick. Future is bright. To be honest with you, Anthony, I think it's a great comment. I think tonight is what I have been begging for the past month, it feels like. Not the last month, because half of that time and the comments are fantastic tonight, guys. So keep them coming. We're going to address every single question you guys have. Once again, this is I am Michael Brown, and I am doing the post-game recap for the Dream Shakes, the Dream Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. But the thing is, the Rockets tonight just went full youth, right? The guys like Christian Wood, who's going to be a major part of this team, obviously, but I'm talking about more guys like Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon will not be a Rocket by the time the youth of this team gets to be as special as I think that they can be. And the youth I'm talking about is Jayshon Tate, Kevin Porter Jr., and KJ Martin Jr. Those three guys are going to be vital parts of this team moving forward. Harvey Lee, thank you so much for the comment. I hope we can get Mobley in the draft. Look, I think Mobley, I believe he's from USC, the big guy. Great talent. if the Rockets are going to go full youth movement and try and get a top four pick, you're going all in for Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. And for those of you who are not brought up to speed with who Cade Cunningham is, go look at what the Oklahoma State Cowboys did to the Baylor Bears tonight in the Big 12 tournament. Lewis Brown, great commenter as always. Nwaba has more heart than Oladipo and Tucker combined. You know what? I don't disagree with you at all. Not one damn bit. Because what we talked about last night was the fact that PJ Tucker is no longer with the team. And I get it. He wants to be with a contender. He wants to force his way to a contender. And that's fine. Thank you so much for what you've done for this team. You were a major part of the team that helped this team get to the Western Conference Finals. But when you look at what the Rockets have gone through thus far this year with the James Harden situation, new coach, all these new players, they look to him as a leader on this team. Guys, you know, loved John Wall, talked about how important he was to this team at the beginning of the year, you know, and PJ Tucker basically after the All-Star break said, yep, I'm gone. See ya. I want no part of this team. And he left them out to dry. Shame on him. Harvey Lee, I see a lot of promise from the team in the future, and rebuilding early gives them a head start. Oh, absolutely. I mean, 100%. Great comment there. Jake Mountford, big fan of the show. I love the hustle KJ Martin has on the rebounds. His bounce and energy is so important. KJ Martin, you know, we talked about him when they drafted him. Jeremy, my co-host Jeremy Brenner and I, you know, talked about him. And the one word that comes to mind when you look at his abilities on the court, the dude is springy. Like, the dude can just jump out of the building. And going back to that incredible block on the biggest fake tough guy in the league, Rudy Gobert. And that's the second time he has blocked a center in a game. If you guys remember back earlier in the season, KJ Martin had an incredible block on Boban, the big doof that plays for the Mavericks, Boban, whatever his name is. Anthony says, Jazz are pretenders, Lakers coming out of the West. Anthony, another great comment from you. I could not agree with you more. And I get it. You know, the Jazz are great in the regular season, and I have no problem giving them props for what they've done. And I'm only going to go off of what I saw from the performance tonight, that, of course, the Jazz should have beaten the Rockets tonight. But, I mean, the Rockets were right there with 5 minutes left. They were only down 5 points. And the youth of this team, they're not used to being in those situations. You know, KJ, you know, Sterling Brown, Kevin Porter Jr., Jayshon Tate, you know, Justin Patton, all these guys are just getting used to playing in the league. Sterling Brown is probably him and Ben McLemore are the leaders of the group, I guess, when it comes to minutes played in the NBA, you know, at this point, but they were amongst a bunch of rookies. They weren't ready for the moment down the stretch, but the Jazz are pretenders. I couldn't agree with you more, Anthony. Luke says, I don't understand what the Rockets Twitter sees in Mason Jones. Mason Jones was cut about a week ago, and then the Rockets brought him back on a 10-day contract. Luke, to be honest with you, my man, I think it's just too early to judge on Mason Jones. I think he showed enough in his time with the Rockets that I think he deserves some more minutes. You know, I think if the Rockets are going to trade Victor Oladipo, if they're going to trade PJ Tucker, if they're going to trade Ben McLemore, which all signs point to that they will, and you're going to go full youth movement, then why not give Mason Jones a longer look? That's the perspective that I have. Do I think he's a great player now? No, I don't. Do I think that he could be a great player down the road? Great is probably a stretch for what Mason Jones is, but if the Rockets are going to embrace the tank, then give Mason Jones some minutes. And Michael Hall is back. I don't like excuses. I like results. Okay, Michael, I totally agree with you. I mean, I look at the win-loss column. The Rockets have lost 15 games in a row. I really don't disagree with you. I wish the Rockets, you know, were performing better. I wish they were winning games. I think the Rockets front office has done, after what I've seen with Kevin Porter Jr., I mean, I got to give the Rockets front office props for finding him. I got to give the Rockets front office props for KJ Martin Jr. I've got to get the Rockets. I have to give the Rockets front office props for David Nwaba, but I think the Rockets front office has done a criminal job in getting this roster specifically help to address the Christian Wood injury. Like, how many more games are we going to say, well, if we had Christian Wood, then we would be, you know, winning games? I mean, all they've done on the front line to address this issue is you went out and got Justin Patton. Justin Patton had 13 points and 5 rebounds tonight. But the Rockets, you know, what did they give up to fake guy Rudy Gobert? 14 points and 13 rebounds. Royce O'Neal had a good game on the boards. He had 11 rebounds. The Rockets didn't get manhandled on the boards tonight. The Rockets actually outscored the Jazz in the paint. But the Rockets simply just didn't have enough bodies to play with the Jazz. So the title, I don't like excuses. I like results. I'm with you, Michael. I really am. But I think on this night individually, I think I have to give the Rockets as much credit as I can for doing everything that they could do given the guys that they had. Lewis Brown is back saying getting a few more young guys to go with KPJ and Kevin Porter Jr. and Kenyon Martin Jr. and Tate and Wood. Oladipo, Tucker, and McLemore can get you some up-and-coming players. I totally agree. I would keep an eye, if I'm a Rockets fan, on what's going on in Miami. The Miami Heat are playing great basketball right now ever since they've gotten their roster back. But Precious Achiuwa, who was their first-round draft pick this year, not getting a ton of minutes, not getting a ton of run in Miami. Can the Rockets front office, led by Raphael Stone, encourage the Miami Heat to take a chance on a guy like can the Rockets put together a deal centered around Victor Oladipo and PJ Tucker to give them more ammunition on the front line and in the backcourt and convince the Heat to give up on a guy like Precious Achiuwa because he's a rookie and he's not going to get a ton of minutes in the postseason? That's something to keep an eye on. Jay comes back and says, can't expect results with a massively injured, inexperienced team. I think that's fair too. One thing that I have not been able to get beyond is the Rockets were losing all these games and they were still trotting out John Wall and Eric Gordon and all these guys and not bringing up the young guys quicker. Now, props to the Rockets because they did bring them up after the All-Star break. But I think these guys should have been up much sooner than they were. And Harvey Lee comes back and says, I don't think we're that bad to be able to select him, but I see what you're saying. Michael Hall is back saying it's been downhill, some new ownership. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Angelito says Kevin Porter Jr. is the new face of the Rockets. Look, man, I don't really know if he's the new face of the Rockets because I still think Christian Wood is the best player on this team. But I will tell you, once Christian Wood comes back and there's noise that he's going to be coming back within the next week, you have a combination of Kevin Porter Jr., KJ Martin Jr., Jayshon Tate, and Christian Wood. Yeah, you can sign this Rockets fan up to watch that team because you know what they'll do? At least they give a damn. At least they take the court every night and they try, unlike PJ Tucker, who just wants to whine himself into a corner until the Rockets trade him. I have respect for guys that will at least take the court and play the game that they're getting paid a ton of money to do. Anthony says, was really looking forward to see who we can flip Gordon for. Unfortunately, he's injured now. I get it. Eric Gordon is out 4 to 6 weeks. I still think the prospect of Eric Gordon being traded is on the table because a team may look at the situation and say, look, we get it. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. But that still puts him back before the playoffs. A team to watch for Eric Gordon is Milwaukee. Michael Hall, I don't know what you're commenting. Rockets, so you can discern. I'm not going to address anything further that you're saying unless you start making some more sense, my man. Jake says, when the team comes back from injury, whenever that happens, who are your starters in rotation? Your starting point guard is for sure John Wall. Kevin Porter Jr. is going to be a starter. Jayshon Tate. I think until further notice, I think you have to start Justin Patton. And Daniel House, I guess, would be my other starting forward whenever he comes back. Angelito says Mason Jones needs more minutes to gain confidence. Totally agree. Mitchell says, will Wall be traded since Porter has looked good so far? It doesn't go hand in hand for me, Mitchell. I think John Wall is the point guard for this team until further notice. Kevin Porter Jr., I think, is the starting shooting guard, so I think you can play both of them together. Harvey says, I'm actually not looking at the games to see if they're going to win. I watch for the young guys to develop. I'm starting to agree with you there, Harvey. Connor O'Leary says, bring back Jeremy Lin. No, I'm going to pass on that one. Let's see. Jake says, I love how much heart the guys put in today. Show guys, no matter what, how your team is doing, you put your 100% in every game. Absolutely. Michael Hall, I feel you. What type of big man fits this offense? Harvey, I mean, it's Christian Wood. And Christian Wood was on the brink of being a fringe all-star. Was he going to be an all-star this year? No, probably not. Now, Christian Wood, I think the one guy to watch out for on the trade market for the Rockets is John Collins. John Collins is the starting power forward for the Atlanta Hawks. Or I think he's the starting power forward. I imagine that he should be starting, but he's on the outs with the Hawks. He's not going to re-sign there at the end of the year. He is going to be a free agent. So the one guy to look out for the Rockets is John Collins. John Collins is a power forward that would fit in perfectly next to Christian Wood. So you bring in John Collins. If you can flip Victor Oladipo in for John Collins, I'm all in for that. Expiring deal for expiring deal. And bring in John Collins, see how he fits with Christian Wood, and then you re-sign him in the offseason. Angelito says, Kevin Porter Jr. is the crossover of Russ and Harden. Agree? No. Look, do I think Kevin Porter Jr., I said it at the top of the show, and I mean it, that I think the dude has everything it takes to be special in this league. But as a Houston Rocket, he's only played two games. Like, I get it. I get that his buddy is James Harden, and, you know, he's very complimentary of James Harden, but Kevin Porter Jr., A, has to win at least a game as a Rocket before I'm putting him in the same breath as James Harden. I mean, at least one. Do I think that he's looked good thus far? Absolutely. Do I think that with more minutes, is he only going to get better? Yes. He had a play tonight where he went on the left side of the basket and he finished with his right hand over Rudy Gobert in an acrobatic shot. And I think, I mean, the kid has special written all over him. And look, anybody who listens to the show knows that I get into my feelings about the Rockets. I'm not going to mince words about it. I'm very passionate about the Rockets. We all are. Anybody who continues to watch this team after losing 15 games in a row, you're a fan. And I have some hot takes, let's call it, you know, after games, where if I'm frustrated with the way the team looks, I'm going to voice my opinion. And the more I thought about it today, my co-host, Jeremy Brenner, you know, he's even Steven, right? And he brings me back to reality. And I think one thing that he has brought up numerous times is the fact that this Rockets team, going through everything that they've gone through, this is not a good roster at this point. This is a mismatched roster. Like, the parts, there's no hole right now because you have guys in and out of the lineup. You know, Victor Oladipo, I mean, he was out tonight for injury maintenance. Okay, whatever the hell that means. But tonight was a glimpse into what this Rockets future can be. When you add Christian Wood to a guy like Kevin Porter Jr., who the Rockets got for free, they got him for a second round pick from the Cleveland Cavaliers because Cleveland couldn't handle his personality, right? Like, the guy's a little bit out there. Who cares? Like, can he put the ball in the bucket and can he play the game of basketball at a high level? Well, the answer is yes. So the Rockets appear to have gotten a steal in Kevin Porter Jr., but they need to continue to, it looks like they're getting towards the youth movement, right? PJ Tucker is probably not going to be a Rocket. I would say by the end of next week, he's probably going to be playing for a different team. That's a ton of minutes that open up for a guy like KJ Martin Jr. And KJ Martin Jr. has done nothing but impress since coming up. And the more minutes he gets, the more comfortable he gets, the better off this Rockets team is going to be. Ryan brings up a trade proposal. The Magic receive PJ Tucker and Victor Oladipo. The Rockets receive Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac. Signed me up for that in about 0.0004 seconds. Jonathan Isaac, a really nice NBA role player, I would call him, from Florida State, plays the small forward position. Aaron Gordon, for people who aren't familiar, made his name, I would say, in the NBA dunk contest. He would be another interesting fit next to Christian Wood. What about Aaron Gordon? Asks Vinicius. My apologies if I butchered that name. Aaron Gordon, again, a name that the Rockets seem to be interested in, and he would be a nice fit at the power forward position, like I just said, next to Christian Wood. Let's see. Connor O'Leary says, everyone talks about Hakeem the Dream, but nobody asks about his nightmares. That's a great point. Michael, you know what, man? I'd love to have a beer with you sometimes. I think some of your comments just got lost in translation. I'd love to sit down with you and buy you a beer and talk some Rockets basketball. So you're welcome anytime on this show, and I appreciate all your feedback, brother. Now, we're going to wrap the show up here in a few minutes. So thank you, everybody, for coming on and watching. We've had some incredible back and forth tonight, and I'm very thankful you guys are staying up late. It is now Saturday morning as we are recording this show. The Rockets' next game is against the Boston Celtics. There were some whispers that that Christian Wood would be back for this game. Early reports are it doesn't appear that he will be back for this game. So, I mean, Boston's a tough team. You know, Boston's got a lot of talent. I know that their record doesn't necessarily reflect that. They are 19-18 on the year. Now the Rockets they do have a 7-game home stand coming up. And this could be a chance for the Rockets to kind of get back, you know, on pace here. And I will say this, Michael Hall, hopefully you're still watching the show. You made a comment about ownership earlier. I would like to see, before the trade deadline of March 25th, which is coming up soon, I want to see the front office get us some more help on the front line. And I want to see what help on the front line could mean for the rest of this season. The Rockets were 11-10 before they went on this 15-game losing streak. You got to imagine if the Rockets had some help on the front line, what these last 15 games could have looked like. Jake says, almost 6 a.m. in the UK. Good reaction, Michael. Keep doing what you do. Appreciate you, my man. So the Rockets do play the Boston Celtics Sunday night. Hopefully, I'm optimistic that you could see John Wall return. I guess it's every fourth game, so Victor Oladipo might be coming back, so that's pretty cool. We'll wait for updates on Daniel House. Eric Gordon is going to be out for four to six weeks, so he's definitely out, but you could see John Wall and Victor Oladipo come back, and that combined with the performances of Kevin Porter Jr. and KJ Martin Jr., I think the Rockets actually have a pretty decent shot at winning on Sunday. I know I said that the Rockets, you know, would lose tonight, which they did, unfortunately. But we will wait and see on Sunday. Rockets, if they play with the same energy and effort that they did tonight, I think the Rockets certainly have a shot at winning on Sunday. But with all that being said, it is late enough. I appreciate everybody watching the show. This has been the Dream Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. Make sure to check out The Dream Take on Twitter at The Dream Take. Make sure to check out The Dream Shake on Twitter as well at Dream Shake SBN. You can follow me on Twitter at BSW_MB. Make sure to check out my co-host as well on Twitter, Mr. Jeremy Brenner at JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much. And until next time, go Rockets!